Herb Anderson parks his plane on the tarmac at the North Fork Valley Airport in Paonia. He's one of a handful of pilots and aviation fans out for a Saturday morning fly-in, drive-in breakfast. Like some of the others here today, Herb's plane is experimental, which basically just means he built it himself.
Started working on it in 1982, and it took me 3.5 years to build it. And then I started flying it, and I've been flying it 27 years now. I've had it to Wisconsin, Oshkosh twice, flew it 2 times there, and Arizona and Utah a few times. And top speed's 207 miles an hour, so it's a little, it's kind of a little hot rod.
Herb grew up just west of Olathe, started flying when he was a sophomore at Olathe High, or as he tells it, when he wasn't there.
I used to play hooky and go take a flying lesson.
Step back a little bit. I might shoot up.
Wow.
Flying a plane's not the only thing pilot Larry Garrett's good at. He flips omelets like it's a trapeze act. Garrett's a local pilot who helped organize this year's fly-in breakfast, something he and airport manager Mike Clausen have put together for the past few years. He says it's mainly an effort to let people know what a benefit the airport is for the area.
A lot of people don't know in Paonia or Hotchkiss that this airport is a tremendous asset for businessmen that come in, want to do business, and then they leave, or for fighting fires or finding lost hunters. We found a lost gentleman about 3 weeks ago. He was walking the wrong way over the Minnesota Pass, and there were 3 airplanes. I was one of those guys searching for him, and one pilot found him. And he probably couldn't have made the night because he was 78 years old. He had mountain sickness. He was from San Antonio. And so it's, you know, couldn't have been done any other way. Colorado Airport Pilots Association voted this place Airport of the Year for 2012.
It's an incredible airport.
Dan Stucker says the Paonia Airport's one of the best he knows.
This is as good as it gets.
Yeah, it does.
For a guy that has the flying virus.
This is freedom.
Yeah, this is freedom.
See, it's a fly-in breakfast, so she
flew in. I didn't even know about it. She emailed me and told me about it.
Yeah, emailed her and said, Amy, are
Garrett's omelets, the home-built planes, and the purr of engines brought people from all over the state to the airport, and at least one pilot from New Mexico. Amy Curtis flew in from Moriarty.
We started coming here probably about 3-4 years ago when friends of ours that we've traveled with, and they travel in their airplane and we travel in ours, their daughter moved here about 4 or 5 years ago, and now she married a local gentleman, and so we come and visit them every year. Last year we were here in September. Several years we've been here in the 4th of July and sometimes harvest weekend, stomping grapes and that sort of thing. So it's very fun.
Hotchkiss native Bob Turner takes off in his homemade helicopter. Sleek and simple, it's small enough to land on a trailer platform no longer than 30 feet.
It's an experimental helicopter. It took me over 4 years to build it.
Mm-hmm.
I got about 600 hours in the build time. Totally right now, it's got 122 hours. It's just a play toy to come up here with.
His chopper only weighs about 500 pounds. It looks like an oversized bee when it's in the air. I ask him if the winds are ever a problem, if he's ever been up and thought maybe he should have just stayed on the ground.
Yeah. One time coming back from Crawford, I regretted that I went over. But now it's behind me, and that's just more experience builder.
It's not up. Oh, that's all right.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
John Willett lets me crash land into the seat of his bright green, ultralight experimental plane. It looks like a go-kart with wings, and thankfully for my sake, it's rugged and built to withstand clumsy reporters. 2 years ago, John and his wife Connie, Crawford residents, flew this tiny glider-like plane all the way to Oshkosh, Wisconsin. John says they had to stop about 16 times.
Because you only have limited fuel, we added an extra fuel tank. The person sitting right seat had to sit on the fuel tank. Which is not an enviable position.
Airport manager Mike Sawicki has long ties to the airport. Sweat drips from his face as he runs back and forth across the tarmac, fueling up planes.
I've been the manager here on my own since 2009. My father passed away in 2009, and I took over the business then. This airport was designated an airport, I think, in about 1947. Probably a dirt strip at that time. But the ground was donated, I think, the story I've heard is by a local seed company. And then it became an airport. And then after my folks came here, the county extended the runway. The runway used to be 3,500 feet. And the county added 900 feet to it. So now we're 4,500 feet of runway. And so we can get some small jets and turboprops and things of that nature in. Larry Garrett, that's cooking for us this morning, he came up with the idea here a couple years ago. We done our first one a couple years ago. And he got together with the Chamber of Commerce this year and thought it'd be good if we done another one. And
Garrett and Swicky both said the Chamber's involvement helped bring more people out than they've seen in years before. Like Garrett, Swicky says these events are mainly just meant to let people know the airport's here.
No fundraiser, just a lot of pilots get together and local people. And actually, we had some folks today that never been to the airport. So it was good. The community got a little knowledge of the airport and how things function. And so glad to have everybody.
For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.